Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. It is June 15th. It's the middle of June. Summer is near and it's already hot. Hopefully y'all are somewhere cool, calm, and collected, although if you're in Atlanta right now, you probably have storms all over. 646-652-4479 is the number tonight. And tonight is going to be the first of a series of shows I've been working on for a good little bit, and then just now getting to where my schedule can be conducive to knock them out. Industry connections, and the first topic is going to be photography. Photography, it allows an individual or company to promote an idea or product, and we see examples of photography every day. But is it important? Does it matter who the photographer is, the equipment used, the location? If you need a photographer, is it important that you are prepared for your photo shoot? There are many aspects that make a photo shoot successful. There are many reasons to book a photographer as well, of course, and tonight we're going to talk about these and also interview an actual photographer to get his perspective. Corey Chester is a photographer based here in Atlanta. He has over a decade of experience. So if you're a business owner, the individual pursuing aspects of the entertainment industry, or anybody that is currently a photographer, tune in, listen in, call in. Be sure to follow the show on Instagram, of course, IMTN Worldwide Radio. And tonight I will go ahead and say that, yes, the chat room is not open for once. Usually I always announce that it is. Tonight it's not. So this time you actually have to call in if you want to be participatory in the show. So let's go ahead and bring in our guest tonight, Mr. Corey Chester.
How you doing,
Corey? How are you this evening?
I'm great. I'm great. How you doing?
I am doing fine as well, sir. Especially now that I'm a little bit more prepared than I was the other night. So let me do this. Before I even get started, introduce yourself briefly to the audience tonight.
All right. Well, I'm Corey Chester. I'm owner of Criminal Crop Photography. I've been shooting here in the Atlanta area since 2008. So it's roughly about 9 years, almost close to 10 now. That I've been in the Atlanta market shooting. I've been an experienced photographer since the age of 14. I won my first national contest in photography at the age of 14. So since then, I've pretty much been a professional. I had my first art gallery exhibit around the same time. So from 1997 to 2017, so roughly about 20 years now, been shooting over two decades.
Wow.
In photography, yep.
Wow. Well, let me ask you this then, because nobody just becomes a photographer. When did you first notice that photography was a possible career for you?
All right. So I got into photography through an art program here in Atlanta called Art School. It was a summer program for to study underneath apprentice photographers. And my mentor was Michael Reese. He's also the guy who aided Fahamu Paku in his career, and he really pretty much taught me the ropes. So every year from every summer, I studied underneath him for roughly about four months all the way up until age of 18. So that's pretty much how I got in, and how I was introduced. It was more so of I was very good with visual arts, with just drawing, and they saw that I had an eye. I looked at things in a different point of view. I had a Vincent Van Gogh type of way of looking at, or you could say, painting pictures. And then from there, I put a camera in my hand, and I started on black and white photography, learning different abstracts of abstract photography, different textures, different uses of life of light. And that was back in the day when everything was developed in a dark room. So I had the true traditional sense of photography, and that's pretty much how I got into it.
Interesting. Okay. Well, let me ask you this then. That's how you got started, but what made you want to be good at it? Because everybody at a certain point either maybe gets pushed into it, or they do have that initial love or interest. You know, if you snap that picture and be like, boom, there it is. But what made you actually want to be good at it?
Well, it was actually my first wedding. So I did my first wedding somewhere around the age of 16. And that's when it's full stakes. That's when I realized that I'm capturing moments of people's lives. And you cannot be flawed in that moment. It wasn't like the digital age is now, where you have so much technology, you have cell phones, everybody's recording something that's on this video moment. Back then, the photographer was the only person that was going to capture those memories. And pretty much from my learning, from being from my apprenticeship, and then just in that moment, that's when everything came together. And I said, hey, well, you know, if I do this, I have to do this right, because it's not only, and this is before I even knew about business and, you know, your brand and your reputation is everything. This was more so about, I need to be perfect for these people. So I always had that frame of mind in play, and that's what helped me to push, I guess you could say, push my own boundaries.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, actually, that kind of leads into a couple of questions I have for you then. In regards to the concentration on photography itself, what aspects of photography did you want to concentrate on, or did you already have an idea of what you wanted to be specific about? Because I know you mentioned, you know, wedding photography, of course, you know, that's, you know, pretty popular, of course, over the last, I don't know, 50 years or so. But was there something else that you felt that you were going to be really good at, that you thought that once you got the business end of it, it'd be something that you could really be successful at?
No, for me, it was a total crapshoot. So once people find out you're a photographer, they're like, you know, all your friends in high school, they're aspiring models and actresses. People want you for their senior portraits, and, you know, people call you for weddings and birthday parties. So what I started off shooting everything. And then over the years, I've tailored it down to really just shooting what I like, what I prefer. And it's all about atmosphere and environment for me. So that helped me to hone into my craft. And right now I specialize in headshots. I specialize in for aspiring models and actresses. I do get headshots, still do senior portraits, portfolios, things of that nature. I like to shoot where I'm with the individual one-on-one. And I've ventured away from the big group setting. So the birthday parties, the bridal showers, the quinceañeras, all those type of event type of photography, I moved completely away from that. And my whole goal and purpose early on was to shoot to the style of the editorial magazine. So the Vogue, the Glam. I had an older sister that was into fashion, so I would always see these fashion images, and that's what helped me actually frame my eye around fashion. And I'm very peculiar about what I feed into my eye, because there's also a mirroring effect in photography, where if you look at certain images or certain styles of photography, that starts to become a part of you. It's very, it's a visual driven business, but it's very, I could say it's mental work. It's very, it's a lot of heavy lifting through the eye, and your perceptions, your personality, it all comes through in the images that you capture.
Well, of course, the next question would be, how long did it take for you to feel that as you, you know, you started from scratch to where your portfolio was at a point where people would want to invest in your time?
Well, and that's the funny thing is, so I actually have natural talent, have a natural eye, and immediately from the moment I first started capturing images, people wanted to see more of my work. They wanted to for me to take, you know, pictures of pretty much everything. So I guess to say I kind of had there was in that aspect there wasn't a learning curve as for the type of talent that I had. It was more so just refining that skill, making sure I used the right use of light, making sure that my subjects were flawless, and just the little nuances and details of the picture, and then also capturing the right moments, because like you could shoot with an aspiring model or you could shoot an experienced mm-hmm. model, and they may not know what to do. They always go into their mode of shooting what they've shot in the previous or something that has already worked out in their portfolio. And I'm not here to recapture or remake anything that's in your portfolio. I'm here to make something completely new and original. So that's one of those things that I try to bring out of all of my shoots and all of my subjects.
I think that's a really good point there. I'm glad you mentioned that. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and we're actually going to do more details in regards to those aspects as far as a photo shoot for whoever it might be. And we're definitely going to enhance that because I think a lot of listeners would appreciate that. And depending on where you are in the country, you definitely need to hear it. So we're going to take a quick little break. Corey, you'll be able to hang with us for a little bit?
Yeah, I'll be around.
All right, cool. We're going to take a quick break. And again, the number is 646-652-4479. If you are in the industry, if you're a photographer, cinematographer, makeup artist, stylist, whoever you might be out there listening to the show, feel free to call in, chime in with a question and or a comment while we still have Corey and or afterwards. This is still going to be a long show tonight, so definitely stay tuned. This is Industry Connections. This is the photography show. And we're going to take a quick break. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Be right back.
Hello?
Chris, where are you at?
I'm in a bed asleep. Why?
Chris, you're supposed to be at the studio. Flick is looking for you.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Oh, man.
Chris, you have to do better than this. Don't you know all this competition that's out here? It's all about the competition. It's all about the competition.
As you can see, I'm not at home being lazy and idle. Instead, I'm writing rhymes. You are hearing poet recitals, creating thoughts in your mind. Remind you of Bible, 10 commandments, 10 plagues, even Samson Delilah. Besides that, establishing myself in this game. Not concerned about the chips, whips, tricks, or the fame. But if it comes, so be it. You won't hear me complain. Just as long as you don't ever, ever forget my name. INTELLEGT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I had the microphone in my hand for the 96. Now my calendar is full. On the regular hectic, you better believe I feel the need to prove myself. You got to beat me above nobody else. I place myself, but if it gets down to it, I will be the lighter and you can be the fluid. He's on fire. I'm in the game like EA. Won't be bowing down as if I was your sensei to anyone. That's the answer to the question. Will he be like everyone else? I won't keep you guessing. To be unique, that's the essence of my mission. That is why it's all about the competition. Competition, 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 you know I know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Gun in my hand, finger on the trigger. Looking you dead in the eye, courage getting bigger. Looking at you sweat, you thinking will he do it? Mirror, mirror on the wall, can I? Let me prove it. Whoa, let me step back, that sounded kind of violent. That's not the type I am, some may call me silent, even quiet. but definitely not Wyatt. Herb, this ain't the Wild Wild West, not the fight with Captain Kirk. It's the remix, part two of competition. Microphone, my level of choice, please don't get it twisted. If you miss it, turn on the television. Tune in to 107.9, get the agency late edition. Forgotten my name, let me tell you how it's spelled. INTEWBCT, hit me on my email. Yeah. ATL is where I dwelled. Don't be forgetting that when it's time for records to sell. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing.
INTEWBCT, representing ATL and the Fountain City. I have the microphone in my hand right now. It is time for me to show you how I get down. Been a long time coming, much anticipated. 10 years in the making, very complicated. For all of you who are listening to this particular track, either live radio, MP3, play it back. In regards to my intro, if you ask who this be, 1994 grad, Kendrick Cherokee. If you need more specifics, then wait until it's over. Better yet, buy it, read the album cover. Either way, I believe you will be satisfied with what I say. My lyrics different, this I cannot lie. I have the opportunity to get into this game. Now press rewind a couple of times so you don't forget my name. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, it's all about the competition. Competition, you know I got you wishing.
This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, on a Thursday evening in Atlanta, Georgia. And yes, that actually was me, if anybody actually could tell and notice. That was a song that I did some years ago called Competition. And sooner or later, I will get back in the studio and redo everything because that was a long time ago. And I definitely want to kind of retool that a little bit. So that being said, I want to welcome back Corey to the show. Corey, you still with us, man? And again, everyone, 646-652-4479. I do see a lot of people actually are checking out the show so far, wherever you might be. I know I have a good little following all over the country and a couple places out there in the international landscape of things, London, a few countries there in Africa get to listen to me every now and again. So I appreciate everyone who's listening tonight. Tonight we are talking about photography and all the different aspects that can, one, make a photo shoot successful, why you need photo shoots in the first place within whatever industry that you might be. And that's what actually we're going to concentrate on now. Corey, let me ask you this. In your opinion, what is needed to make a photo shoot successful?
Everything. All right.
Uh-oh, break it down.
All right, let me elaborate on that. First off, you need a good idea. You need a concept. You should always be shooting for a purpose. So, one, that's the very first thing, it's your purpose. Whether it's for a portfolio, whether it's for a magazine, whether it's for an ad, you should always go into it with knowing that purpose in mind. And then even if it's for your portfolio, you should be looking at the theme of what you're lacking in it. And So you build from the idea to begin with. So everything starts with the idea. And then from there, you should have flawless hair, flawless makeup, flawless clothing appearance. Swimsuit still should be flawless, from all the way from the head to the toe. So all aspects of appearance has to be done well. in addition to that, if studio lighting has to be perfect. You have to, and I guess that's more so for the lighting tech or for the photographer, whoever's doing the lighting. So the lighting has to give overall the appearance of the photo, whether it's going to be warm, whether it's going to be soft, type of light, what type of feel is this image going to convey. And then also the backdrop, to if it's just white, if it's just black, if it's gray or green, or on location, what's around. You know, then you're looking at the nuances, the details of what does the skyline look like, how much background am I actually capturing in the picture, what are the colors there. I shoot on location, I love colorful images, colorful spaces, colorful backgrounds, because all of it pops to make the subject stand out more in that environment. Something we're shooting for clothing, sunglasses, shoes, all of that has to, then you have to take into those accounts. And when it comes to the model's approach to that, you have to look, you're looking at that point, sorry about that, at that point you're looking more so into what pose can I put out there? What is in my pose portfolio? How can I accentuate this product? How can I accentuate this dress? Whatever it is that you're trying to produce or you're trying to sell from that image. A lot of people, especially when they're developing a portfolio, they don't think about all these details. They just say, okay, I'm a pretty girl, I'm a pretty man, I have a nice physique, and I'm just going to do some stuff that I normally do at home in a selfie or at home in a mirror or with my friends. They all say that I'm beautiful and I should be a model, should do X, Y, Z, but that doesn't always come across in the photos. And then it also, when it does come across in a photo, sometimes it does look like you're inexperienced or it's immature. So everything should be mature. You should have a mature thought. That means well thought out, well planned, a mature style that's either with a stylist or through yourself, makeup on par, hair on par, and then your poses. And the more women practice their poses, the better they are at it, and the better it comes across in the images. Yeah, sometimes at random you are able to snap a picture on the fly, but that doesn't mean come to the shoot and have me take 500 pictures just so hopefully we can find one good one. That means come to the shoot and I take my first 10 and I don't even want to shoot anymore. So I think that's all that makes a great photo great.
Then there's the flip side. What can make a photo shoot unsuccessful?
Everything in it, just improper planning. So what's the saying? Proper planning prevents piss poor performance. So All of the above, all of that has to be on par, because you can have a great shot, but then the hair was off. Have a great shot, but then you captured the image too close and you should have been more wide angle on it. You had a great shot and something else, the belt could be turned sideways, or the jewelry or the pearl necklace could be off some little nuance could really just throw off the image. So everything has to be looked at and thought of at the same time. And in glam photography, that's just girls in swimsuits and studio, maybe not so much, because you're not selling anything but sex appeal. But in all other forms of photography, especially editorial, anything that's going to be print, internet, web, ad-based, stuff that's going to make your digital billboard, stuff that's going to be done for commercial companies, any entity, corporate, professional, via press. And matter of fact, when I'm saying professional, just think about that. Let's think about nowadays your LinkedIn image or your Facebook image. That one professional image that you want the world to see, that has you immortalized for the rest of the world to see until you have another picture. You want that to be perfect. And a lot of real estate agents are actually doing it, because they actually have the photos that are perfect, because they're selling themselves to customers. And I guess you could say your first impression is your only impression. So those are some things I'm thinking about.
That's a good point. That's, again, what the reason I'm asking these questions is whether it be a model or whether it be a business owner or someone who is providing a service, those images are important because it's that impression that is going to be conveyed. And most people, they're beasts of what's the word I'm looking for here? Reaction. They're reactionary. And that impression goes a long way with someone. Now, let me ask you this question. This is kind of a crazy one, but why do you feel that some people choose to have an unsuccessful shoot rather than a successful shoot?
Most of them don't know that it's unsuccessful. I think I think a lot of people get into shooting certain images and they just wing it, you know. And yeah, you can wing things and they call it art. But art is also, some of it is done on the fly. Some of it is avant-garde, but a lot of it isn't. It's well thought, it's well prepared, and it's meaningful. So unsuccessful shoots are some people being unprepared, some people not having any purpose or meaning in it, and this is just something that they're really just either trying out or they have an idea and but it's undeveloped, it's an incomplete thought. And that's what makes some of their images unsuccessful, but they may present it and, you know, sell it to someone who's not, I guess you could say, aware as it being the best thing in the world.
Exactly. And that's why I asked that question specifically, because especially in the larger cities, there are some people who are pretty much settled. And I'll throw it out there like this, even if you don't have the largest budget in the world, you can still have a successful shoot by being prepared. You know, you might not have all the bells and whistles and things of that nature, but with a little bit of thought and a little bit of planning, you'll come out with better images than, like you said, just kind of winging it, just throwing it together, you know. So
yeah,
I feel that – go ahead.
Yeah, and I'm going to say, just to add to that, and the beauty of it sometimes of being prepared is that things don't go according to plan. But as long as you're prepared, then you're still – something still great will come out of that process. You know, going in with saying, okay, you want to do this, and then it changes in the middle of the shoot. But that change, all it did was enhance your original idea. So – yeah, it may not always go out according to plan, but as long as you plan, what's the saying? The old saying is basically if you aim for the moon and you miss, at least you end up amongst the stars, and that's how you got to look at it.
That's a good one right there. 646-652-4479 as a reminder. Let me ask you this. Who are some of the people who should or could utilize photography in general? We've mentioned a few of them already, but for some of the general audience that might be listening in, review some of them for us.
Everyone. I don't think there's not one person on earth that shouldn't or have photography in their life in some form. And that goes from, there's two instances. There's a personal instance and there's a professional instance. So on a personal, you want to capture or immortalize your moments from your childhood growing up to your own personal achievements and milestones. You want to capture those moments. You want to have those somewhere. And then I feel as if you want to not only capture those in a digital form, but you want to print those out. You want to hang them in your house. You want to pass them around to your family. You want to keep those just out there. And in a professional sense, anyone graduating college after the year of, well, forget that. Anybody who's ever is in any corporate environment and needs a professional presence online must have quality photos in this day and age.
Gotcha. I know, of course, we're in Atlanta, and with the industry as it is here, you know, the number one city in the world now in regards to film production, you have so many other opportunities. So you have a lot of models and actors, musicians, of course, you know, we're still a music first industry here to an extent as well. So those are, you know, some of the other aspects. And, of course, all the business owners, and you, like you mentioned, if you are graduating college, the eventuality is a lot of them are, you know, either trying to make that impression online with the resume, part of, you know, online headhunters and things of that nature, and or they're going into some kind of business themselves. So all those things, it's an impression. It's the inclination of why should I choose you over somebody else, okay?
Yep.
And the more that you can put yourself out there, the better.
Yeah, and then for business owners, it's not necessarily themselves. A lot of business owners like to take pictures of themselves and say, hey, this is my business. But it's not necessarily for them. It's necessarily for their message of what they want to get across, of what they're selling, what they're producing, the ambiance or type of atmosphere that they have in their establishment, the services that they're offering. They want you want to put your best foot forward. So whether if you're a beautician or a hairstylist, an MUA, whether you own a cafe or a club, whether you're selling insurance, you want to have your images or whatever visuals you have, they call it content, your web content, your digital content, you want to have all your visuals as quality and up to tier as possible, because you have competition out there, and there's, for every one business owner, there's 10,000 more. You know, for every model, there's 10,000 more. For every photographer, there's 10,000 more. So everyone wants to put their best foot forward, and you just want to show the world what it is that you do best, and you want to represent that as best as possible.
And that's one of the reasons that I wanted to do these industry connection shows, just on that basis of there's competition, and why in the world would you not want to put best foot forward and actually show that you do have talent, whatever that might be, try to be as professional as possible on the basis of there's someone who can do exactly what you're doing and may can do it better, but to not even put yourself out there, you know, you're shooting yourself in the foot at that point, especially if you're in a city where you don't have to leave the city for those opportunities. There's a lot of people who have to travel thousands of miles, you know, and the reason some of those people get the opportunities that they want is that they are able to present themselves better than others who are in the city that they live in. And it's just it's really disheartening that people don't try that hard, but it is what it is. But, again, that's why I'm doing this show, to kind of bring it to, you know, the forefront, and, you know, just put it out there that there's people out there who can really help you if you really want it, which is the next question. What are some of your accomplishments as a photographer, Corey?
For a national arts program, I've won several awards in black and white photography as an accomplishment. Also, I've been lasting in business, which a lot of business, 99% of businesses fail within the first 3 years. So I've been here in Atlanta doing photography, so that, for me, that's a huge milestone. And then also, I'm a reputable source. And to me, I guess that's the biggest accomplishment. There's, for my testimonials, from anyone who's ever worked with me, they can actually speak to the quality of my work. They can actually speak to my professionalism, the presence, and then also they can speak to how I coach and I direct people, whether they're established or not. Like, so I guess those are some of the ones that immediately stick out for me.
Okay. Those are all fine ones too, especially on the part of the referral part. You know, for someone to say, I would say you need to go work with Corey, that's a big deal, because that's something that can't be forced. You know, that's something that has to come naturally. You know, so that's that proof in the pudding thing.
The biggest thing was protecting my eye when it came to the type of photography I do. I do editorial, I do print, I do something that you could see in advertisements or advertisements versus the run-of-the-mill, something that was popular in the day and it's still popular now, the glam photography, the semi-nudes and things of that nature. I choose not to get into that lane of business. I have shot some boudoir photos and may still take those, but I don't do those that often, just because that is not the realm of work or space that I choose to put myself into.
Gotcha. Understandable. Some of your current business ventures that you have currently or have coming up, could you tell the audience a little bit about those?
Well, still currently Criminal Crop Photography. You can check me out on Facebook, CLC Photog / CLC Photog or at CLC Photog. You can also catch me Instagramming at By Corey Eugene, at CoreyEugene. And then also I have my personal store, online shopping store, which is Cash and Honor Attire Company, and that's www.cashandhonor.com. And then currently what I have going on right now is I'm going to start doing a headshot clinics starting here in the Southeast region and then expand on out. So for aspiring models, actresses, business professionals, real estate agents, insurance agents, whoever, whatever you, if you need a headshot, a professional look, clinics are going to be put on once a month or bi-monthly in order to just get people that the images that they need. So that's my biggest thing that I'm pushing right now is the headshot clinics, and I'll be doing this all through summers, and as well as I'm doing a personal summer shoot for my my online store, which I'm promoting 15% off sunglasses and swimsuits all summer. Currently casting and I currently shooting various swimsuit images and various just merchandise shots this summer.
And for everyone, just to let you know, some of that information is going to be on the www.imtnworldwide.com page. Actually, I already have some of his images up under a couple of pages there. Also, of course, I'll tag that information. Actually, you've probably already seen it if you are listening to the show because you saw it off the my Instagram pages. So definitely be looking out for that. In the very near future, I'll post all of that on there for everyone to see. And definitely if you're in Atlanta, you have an opportunity to, you know, actually get some great images to promote some of his clothing and also his sunglasses. So definitely stay tuned for that in the very near future. Corey, let me ask you this.
Yeah, actually, I am doing – I don't mean to cut you off, but just let you know. So if anybody is listening and they're interested, portfolio enhancements or whatever, they can actually get those enhancements through. It's only going to be one look, one style, because that's what my advertisements are focused on at right now. But if they need quality images and they are looking to branch out, I am casting for models for swimsuit.
Excellent. That's what we need to hear. What was my question? Oh, there it is. Okay. So for those who might be thinking about becoming a photographer, and they might actually be listening to this show now, or they're going to listen to it secondarily, what advice would you give them? What are a few things that you would say for sure would be important for them to consider and think about making the decision about becoming a photographer?
All right. So for one, learn a craft, and then develop your niche within it. And those are two big things. So you're always constantly studying. You're always learning. And then also developing your niche, just knowing your cutoff points, knowing what you will do and what you won't do. Because as a photographer, you're asked to do just pretty much the full spectrum of photography, you know. But mm-hmm. you have to limit yourself and limit your capacity because you can't shoot at all.
Any final thoughts for us, Corey?
If anybody's out there that's aspiring to do anything, just know you have to work hard. Know you have to constantly study, keep educating yourself, and always practice. Just practice, because experience is what matters. And whether you have professional shoots or not, it's more so experience. It's the more, for photographers, it's the more snaps that you have that are well thought out. For models, it's the more times you're in front of that camera that's been well thought out, that's purposeful, where you're actually working on various different poses, not just the ones that you like for yourself, but just shots in general, doing different things. And then also test your limits. Expand, push your own boundaries and push your own horizons. Those are the jewels I'll leave your audience with.
Man, those are excellent points, especially the practice one. I mention that all the time. At a certain point, you have to want to do it to get better. I mean, otherwise, what are you really doing? So I'm glad you emphasized all of those points there, Corey. I really do appreciate you mentioning those. One more time, how can we find you on social media and the internet?
You can find me at By Corey Eugene. That's BYCOREYEUGENE at Instagram, at CLC Photog on Twitter, and at CLC Photog on Facebook, or Facebook/CLC Photog. And that's COCPHOTOG.
All right. Well, we got that, and hopefully we will see some more people here in the Atlanta market and anywhere in the United States of America, and guess what, also international, that will start hitting you up and contacting you and want to be a part of what you got going on, Corey, and definitely use you as a photographer here in the market. And I definitely want to say thanks for being available tonight. I know a lot of people who have been listening have gained a lot of valuable knowledge. And also those thoughts that you've been mentioning all night, hopefully will push them to move forward with some of their goals. So I really appreciate your time tonight, man.
Hey, I thank you. And anytime you want to have me back on, you doesn't really have to talk about myself. We can just talk about the industry in general, or, you know, just different types of tips. I'm willing to give them out.
Most definitely. Like I said, this is my first of a series, so like I said, I've been just trying to get things together schedule-wise to start pushing them. So you'll definitely be in the mix on those. I'll definitely keep you posted, okay?
All right. Well, thank you, Chris.
All right, man. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Corey Chester, everyone, of CLC Photography in Atlanta, Georgia. He is someone who definitely you have to look out for. In regards to if you really need a service in regards to photography and you're really serious about what you're trying to convey as far as your thoughts, your products, your ideas, personal image, things of that nature, you definitely got to hit them up. By Corey Eugene is how you hit them up most readily on Instagram. And again, if anything, if you missed all that information earlier, of course, visit IMTN Worldwide Radio on Instagram where all that information is posted. I have them tagged in there. Of course, the IMTN Worldwide Instagram page. Of course, my website as well, imtnworldwide.com. Click on Talent Development. You'll see a lot of his images and work and all kind of information in regards to being able to actually book him as a photographer. So definitely start doing that. We have some things going on this summer, as he mentioned, and he is doing a casting in regards to his clothing and sunglasses line. So definitely the website, my website, if you go to imtnworldwide.com, you can email Chris at imtnworldwide.com and throw your name in the hat as a possible candidate, and you never know. You might be shooting next week. That being said, we're going to take a little break. I'm going to come back, and again, if you are on the show as far as listening and you're a photographer currently yourself, or you're thinking about it, or you are a talent within the industry that needs photography, or you're a business owner that you haven't really thought about photography as far as how important it is to your business, you need to call in. We can discuss it or give you some ideas, things of that nature. 646-652-4479 is the number. I apologize about the chat room. I actually had kind of forgotten about a couple of things in regards to on the technical side, so I'm not able to do that. But next show definitely be wide open for everybody who is too shy to call in. Can go ahead and message whatever your thoughts and ideas are as far as the current show. I'm going to take a little break. Going to be right back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. We'll be right back. Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio, and we are midway through the show. 646-652-4479 is the number. And tonight is Industry Connections. The topic is photography. Thanks again to my guest earlier, Corey Chester of COC Photography in Atlanta, Georgia, for being on. And there's just a lot of good information that if you're just now tuning in, you missed out on. But, of course, after the show is over, listen to everything at the very beginning, because it definitely be a benefit to you if you are either a business owner that needs to project their image to the world, or you are a talent that you need to be able to show yourself to prospective clients. Again, with photography, whether or not you're a restaurant and you want people to look at your food in a certain way to say, I want to eat that, right? Or you are in clothing designer, how are you going to market and promote what you have for people to want to buy that belt, that pair of pants, that jacket, whatever, without a photograph to display it? It's kind of hard, right? And, of course, if you're a model or actor, you know, if you don't have a portfolio, you can only use that Snapchat filter but so many times. And if you're really actually trying to push to actually get paid work, eventually, hey, guess what? Even those so-called Instagram models, they actually have professional pictures too. Somebody's snapping the pictures. So you have to have some kind of evidence of professionalism that you want better than what you might have. And with most, they don't have anything. And guess what? People are always going to pick people who have more than you. Is this inevitable? There's too many people who look exactly the same out there. Okay? Same thing with an actor. Without having headshots, how are you really differentiating yourself from someone else who might have the same skill set you do? Maybe they're just as good as a comedic actor that you are. Maybe they're just as funny. But a headshot puts them in a better place because that person is definitely funny. And if you don't have one, how can, again, you're not competing. So, and Corey mentioned the word, and I use it all the time. Hey, that's why I played the song. It's all about competition, okay? If you got to listen to the song earlier, there's a lot of people out there competing to do exactly whatever it is that you're trying to do. And if you're serious about it, one day you have to be able to show that you're better than someone. You have to be able to prove it. You have to be able to be given the chance to prove it in the first place, though. You still have people going to auditions with nothing. They show up late. They're not prepared. They're not prepared as far as how they're dressed. They're not prepared with whether or not they needed to learn lines or they needed to be able to walk a certain way. They're not prepared. They don't have any images of themselves. And if they do, they're 7 years old. That's not being prepared. At a certain point, you just have to want better. And everybody has to start from somewhere. Yes, no, you might not have the biggest budget in the world, but there's too many people that Corey mentioned it also. We live in a time now where technology negates any excuses at the end of the day, because between just the cell phones that you have out there that can actually take a really pretty decent picture, you should get something and then go to FedEx Kinko's and print that sucker out and then go to the audition if that's what you have to do at first. But there's too many people out there who will shoot for free. You just have to be diligent and look and do research and ask questions. But money can't ever be an issue. Money can't ever be an issue because people are paying 18-month leases on cell phones. What in the world, right? 646-652-4479. If you're a makeup artist, you're a hairstylist, you're someone on that end of the industry, you have to be able to display your work as well. There's too many people out there who can do what you do. So if you're not showing more of what you can do than another person, they're probably booking more work than you. there might be booking more work even though they're not as good as you. People see more of them. You have to not be afraid to show people what you're capable of at a certain point, and then you just have to take yourself serious as a business owner, right? How are you going to get that salon if you're not showing how you can, you know, get that hair done in a certain way? The before and after picture, the people who do skincare, all those things come into play, right? 646-652-4479. So that's why photography is such a big aspect of the industry. Again, you see it when you walk out the door. You see the billboards, right? You see that flyer. You see that picture on the store wall showing whatever that product is, that clothing is. That leaves you an impression to say, okay, I'm going to make this decision. I want to get this because it looks a certain way. You know, and then at a certain point, you have to just want to be better. And if you don't want to be better, then maybe you're in the wrong, you know, business, basically, right? You look at all the magazine advertisements, and you think about it. One thing Corey also mentioned was when you're talking about presenting something, you want it to be perfect when everybody's going to see it. That's at one time. You know, if you're... I'm looking at a magazine on the floor right now. And all the different aspects, like you said, the background, the coat, the jacket, the shoes, are they tied? Are they shined up? Are there creases in the pants, right? If it's a girl, is the dress hemmed at where it's supposed to, and can you see the hem? You know, where's the jewelry at? You know, is it perfect? As far as where it's lying on the neck, if it's a necklace, right? Earrings, all those different things, right? The hair, got strands all over the place. That stuff can be seen. You know, this is, if it's a cover for a magazine or it's an advertisement or something, all that stuff is going to be noticed. Even those crazy cologne ads, those strands of sand on the beach, got to be perfect too. There's a person moving sand in the background. I swear they are. I know because I've done a lot of shoots. Somebody's moving something around because all that stuff is noticed when we get that final snap to say, oh, we can't even use this, but we can use this one. A lot of work goes into it. And that's what, again, a lot of people just don't want to do the work. And that's fine, but you can't call yourself a professional at a certain point if you want to avoid the work. 646-652-4479 is a number for those who are listening and would like to call in. Definitely if you're a photographer, wherever you might be, Australia, I don't really care, call in. Well, actually, if you're in Australia, you can't call in. And you can't hit me up on the chat line tonight, unfortunately. But thank you for listening anyway. But if you're in America, call in 646-652-4479. I keep forgetting that sometimes. I do have listeners in London, too, by the way. Hey, Ocon Twins and Mia and a couple other people I know out there. What was I saying? Oh, well, you want to get to that point where if you're going to be serious, you're going to make that push, you want your images correct, you need to be diligent in asking questions, seeing who's around you, seeing if you like what they have produced as far as their personal portfolio, and say that I want this, too. Okay, and so if you're a photographer out there, call in. Let people know where you're at. If you're a makeup artist out there, all those different aspects as far as a photo shoot that has to be perfect, all of y'all are involved in it, right? So maybe you have something that would help a person make a decision and help them not make mistakes, you know, before they leave the house, you know, those things in regards to making sure you have everything. I mean, I've been on shoots where people would show up and not have all their shoes, or I'd have people not have their swimsuits. Like, how are we not – here's the pool, but you have no swimsuits. That's not good, right? How you leave the house and not have a brush and a comb? What are you doing? Because all that does is mess up your time frame of availability. Everybody is just not – everybody does not have an indefinite – schedule. You see what I'm saying? When someone says start time needs to be this And end time needs to be that. There's a reason for it. And so you have to be considerate of people as well. And that's why I keep using that word prepare, you know, and what makes an unsuccessful photo shoot. You put yourself in a position where you're not going to get as many shots to get the shots that you need. You might not get any at all, okay? Right off the bat, if you show up late, everybody's frustrated right off the bat. So you're already playing with fire right then and there, right? And there's no reason for it. There really isn't. Now, yes, there's going to be the times of traffic and things of that nature, but guess what? You still got to plan ahead. If you're in a major metropolis, and we're either talking about you taking public transportation or you're driving, you have to take that into account so that way you don't be late. Same thing goes for going to an audition. I mentioned that earlier, right? You have to want to be successful. So all these things are important, right? Especially if you're getting booked and paid for something. There's people out there who will still come to a photo shoot and still not be prepared, and they're getting paid. And or they've made an investment, and they don't even show up to their photo shoot that they invested in. That's just crazy, but it happens every day, believe it or not, all over the country, all over the world, mostly because that person wasn't serious, you see. So that being said, I wanted to make sure that I had a show available tonight, and I'm going to do, again, a series of different industry connections in regards to aspects of the industry. And tonight I just picked photography. I might do a couple of shows on photography, cinematography, videography, all that kind of good stuff, because the visuals are very important, more so now than ever, mostly because of the internet and social media, okay? But there's still a lot of people who are not privy to the why and the how. And so I want to kind of try to put that into perspective. So over the next few weeks, be looking out for that. If you've seen over the last couple of months, you've seen my top five banner. I will start doing some more of those as far as the video aspect of things, to just kind of give a face and a voice to some of these things that I'm going to be discussing over the next few months. So I'll be looking out for that. But of course, just, you know, stay tuned to the Instagram pages for IMTM. My personal page is IMTM1. That's M as in Mary, IMTM1. My company page is IMTM Worldwide, and the radio show, of course, is IMTM Worldwide Radio. The website is www.imtmworldwide.com. And right now, if you click on Talent Development, if you are someone who really needs the help to get the things that you need to present yourself to the industry, that's the page you need to go to. Corey Chester is going to be the photographer in this particular case. So if that's what you need to hit that page up like ASAP. Also, again, if you're in Atlanta and you want an opportunity to shoot for Corey in regards to some of his clothing and his sunglasses, we're looking at people. You need to go ahead and email chris@imtmworldwide.com if you're listening, and we will go through some of the candidates, and we'll pick a couple of people. That being said, that's going to be it for tonight. I was going to try to hang out for another 30 minutes or so, but it looks like I'm going to have to kind of end the show a little bit early. Do apologize for that. But please, please, please be listening for new episodes. Be looking out. Also, I'm on Facebook as well, Innovative Model and Talent Management on Facebook. Almost forgot about that page. And I'm also on Twitter, @IntellectATL. That's my personal page there. So through all those means, you'll be able to stay in touch, find out what's going on. And there's going to be a few announcements coming in the near future, so stand by for that. I do appreciate everyone listening tonight. And, again, I want to give a big shout-out to Corey Chester of COC Photography. He's doing some huge things, and he has a vast array of experience, and I'm going to emphasize that. Where if you want a professional photographer that knows what they're doing, and you don't want to waste time, Corey is the person that you need to deal with right now in Atlanta. He's one of many that I know. I'm working with him personally here in this city. I definitely, you know, refer him right now if you're really ready to go. Let's do something. So that way you're not wasting the rest of the summer in the biggest city in the world when it comes to film and television production, and you're trying to put yourself out there as, you know, these blockbuster movies are coming out every summer now, and they're being shot in Atlanta. you have to stop wasting time. If you're wasting time, it doesn't do anybody any good. I'm just being real right now. I see a lot of people just kind of talking stuff, and they're still not doing what they say they want to do or what they said they're going to do, okay? And it's a matter of you drag everyone else around you, whether it be the makeup artist, the hairstylist, the wardrobe designer, everybody that says they want to try to pitch in and help. Nothing can happen if you're not there, if you're not participatory in your own goal that you say you believe in so much. It's very difficult. So I'm just throwing that out there because belief is a strong and powerful thing. If you don't have it, it's hard. It's not impossible. Don't get me wrong, but it's hard. Okay. So I'm going to end the show on that note. Hopefully everybody appreciated tonight's show. Definitely. If you just tuned in, listen to the show, blogtalkradio.com/IMTN Worldwide. Subscribe so that way you always get announcements of the next show. Or just follow me on Instagram because I post on there pretty much every show. IMTN Worldwide Radio, IMTN Worldwide, and my personal page, IMTN1. And the website, of course, www.imtnworldwide.com. Check it out. And that will be it for tonight. Y'all take care. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Until next time, y'all take care. Peace.
I'm gonna go get some food.